You don't know the answer? I don't know the answer.
No, I don't. This is a fear. I think he's really hurt. I think he could play, but I also think that the Ravens were in a situation to where, you know, they knew they couldn't win their division anymore, and so they just decided to go ahead and rest him another week. I think he'll play next week. I saw a couple of guys on Twitter that hit us up and felt like the reason that you see Cincy Baltimore in primetime next Sunday night is the idea that you're going to see Gordon.
I mean, I'm so sure about that.
Really?
I'm not either. I don't know. They're not coming out and saying anything like, okay, he's not going to be able to make this game, but we're pretty sure he'll be able to start for us in the poll. We're getting none of that, you know?
None of it. I'll say this. The other thing that kind of stood out to me from week 18 is the Steelers turned it around and ended up having a pretty nice year. Now, I know in your mind, this is a loser's mentality because they're 9-8, but when you consider that this team was sitting in a situation where they were, 2-6 at one point, and again, we could argue, probably should have lost to Vegas on a Saturday night, probably should have lost to Baltimore last week, but they found ways to win. And again, it looks like they have their guy. You know, Kenny Pickett looks like he's going to be their guy. He's not good for three quarters, but then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, he's like Ben Roethlisberger rookie season. So Mike Tomlin did it again.
Oh, he did a fantastic, no losing record yet. So he finishes 9-8. You know, I've been hard on Pickett. I'm like, this guy's not going to be able to do it. That's back when they had a losing record. He really turned it around. I have to give him another year to go ahead and see what he's going to be able to do, and he deserves another year, to be honest, Chris. He deserves that shot based on the way they finished.
Mike Tomlin did it again.
Oh, he did a fantastic, no losing record yet, so he finishes 9-8. You know, I've been hard on Pickett. I'm like, this guy's not going to be able to do it. That's back when they had a losing record. He really turned it around. I have to give him another year to go ahead and see what he's going to be able to do. And he deserves another year, to be honest, Chris. He deserves that shot based on the way they finished this year.
Okay, and one other thing, just I wrote this down while I was watching today. Did you get more kind of relief in that, okay, the Eagles are going to be okay now that Jalen Hurts is back? Or was it a little bit more concerning because, again, I know it's been a couple of weeks he's out. Man, he looked rusty to me. He missed a lot of throws, threw a pick, got sacked three times, didn't even average, 2 yards a carry? I mean, it was like 1.2, so I know they get another week off with the bye, but I don't know if I came away feeling any better about Philly with Jalen back.
If what I saw from Philadelphia is what they're going to do in the playoffs, the best team right now in the NFC is either San Francisco or Dallas. I mean, you take your pick, number one or number two, based on the way I saw Philadelphia play today.
Give me San Francisco every day and twice on Sunday. But when we come back, I'll talk to Todd Furman. We'll talk to Todd Furman about it on a busy Sunday night from the TireRack.com studios. It's Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio.
We're gathered here today to say goodbye.
Bye.
The NFL regular season has left us.
It's way too soon.
Really hard.
There's just Saturday blunders. The fourth quarter Raiders. The third quarter Raiders.
Sorry for being emotional.
We'll miss you. I'm
just pissed off.
Until the playoffs start. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports 92.5.
Jonas Knox here, and this message is brought to you by Discover. Did you know you can reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection, the latest innovation from Discover? Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data.
Invested in Bitcoin a year ago, you'd be down more than 65%. If you invested in Dow a year ago, you'd be down almost 10%. Yes, gold has outperformed them all, and silver is not far behind. So what are you waiting for? Join the thousands of others by opening a gold IRA or silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free 1/4 ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Call Noble Gold Investments at 877-646-5347 to find out more. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. And there are thousands of five-star reviews. Call 877-646-5347 today.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called